agriculture has traditionally been a sector where low wages, poor working conditions, poor health and safety conditions, general under-regulation have been common problems. And this is especially true of the wage part of the workforce. But it also applies to, you know, to small farmers as well. So this is a historical phenomenon. You'll find a lot of them are what are called daily workers, casual workers, often hired on a day-to-day basis. Many others are on what you might call a short-term contract, but even though there'll be nothing written, I mean, this is purely on a verbal agreement, and they're often paid less than $1 a day for very heavy work, and you're talking long hours of work, 8 hours, 10 hours and more, often in strenuous conditions, heat and cold.
Now, the report says besides being poorly paid, the waged workforce, agricultural workforce, is becoming increasingly female. Why so?
Well, you're finding changing in the whole world of work. You're getting less and less permanent contracts. What you're then finding is more and more casual labor. That's often female casual labor that's recruited. So you're tending to find when you look at things like flower industries in certain parts of Africa, the workforce is often consists of women 18 and over. And there's also trends whereby women are wanting to get back into work after having had family.
One of the growing industries in Africa, of course, is the flower industry. And the report is saying new jobs are usually in export-oriented agriculture, like cut flowers and vegetable growing and packing. Are you saying the workers here are not being well paid?
Well, the conditions vary. There are some cases where, you know, good conditions do prevail. But you tend to find where there are, workers are not organized, where they are not possibly part of a trade or labor union, where there are no written contracts of employment, that's often associated with low wages and lack of rights. And that can be everything from basic health and safety protection to the lack of maternity rights to have maternity leave or even paid holidays.
Let's look at the issue of AIDS. Now, there have been many reports talking about how the pandemic has devastated the agricultural sector on the continent. What did you find in your report?
AIDS has major impacts on the agricultural workforce, both farmers and wage workers. And what we're finding is, especially in agriculture, very high rates of AIDS and AIDS transmission. And this is often linked to basic poor living conditions, you know, cramped accommodation, overcrowded conditions. And so you'll find that it is a growing problem in agriculture. And as a result, you've got a growing problem of things like child-headed households and even HIV/AIDS orphans, where all the family members have been lost, even the aunts and uncles. So the child is literally an orphan and often living on a farm or plantation as their sole means of survival.
What recommendations do you make in your report to deal with these problems?
First of all, that we need some recognition that there are two distinct groups involved in agriculture, the wage workforce, the wage and agricultural workers, who are distinct from farmers, and they've got different contributions and different needs and different problems. And then what we want to do then is combine that with the development and promotion of a gender for fair and decent work in agriculture, and make sure that wage workers are paid decently and have decent working conditions in line with workers in other industries. There's also a call for what are called the application of the International Labour Organization's fundamental principles and rights at work. And this is everything from the right to organize and the right to freedom of association to the right to bargain collectively and not be subject to forced labor.